You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
If the spies, they kept kosher or not?
Yes.
They kept kosher? And they put on tefillin also?
Yes.
They put tefillin. They kept Shabbat?
Yes.
And they kept Shabbat also. So now one of the reports that they brought back, they told Aaron and Moshe and everyone that Hechazak hu mimenu. So they explained that there are giants there, and they're very mighty, and they're Hechazak hu mimenu. And that means, what does it mean?
They're stronger than us.
So simply means that Hechazak mimenu, that they're much mightier than us. But actually they meant mimenu goes on Hashem. So it says Hechazak mimenu, they're greater than Hashem. That's what Rashi HaKadosh explains. That's what they meant. So that means that Hashem that you know and you experimented till now, he cannot confront them. They're too mighty for Hashem. Did you say they kept kashrut?
Yeah.
Oh, you said. And also put on tefillin?
I think so.
And keep Shabbat?
Yeah.
How can you keep kashrut and then you say that Hashem is not strong enough? How do you put it together, one together? How does it work? I know, why do you keep kosher then? I know, if somebody keeps kosher, what does that mean? What is his source?
If you keep kosher, you think that the shechita is kosher?
No, we'll get to that. Where's the source of keeping kosher? Where does it say to keep kosher? Where does it say to keep kosher? Where does it say? No, where does it say? Where's the source?
From the Torah.
Oh, it's the Torah. Yes. Where is the Torah given?
Sinai. What kind of animal is...
Where does the Torah given?
Sinai.
Who wrote the Torah?
No,
Rav Shush didn't write it.
No.
So who taught Moshe to write it? So now when you keep kosher, so that means... Who are you following?
Hashem.
That means you believe Hashem is right, right?
Yes.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
Ah, very nice. So that means you believe that what Hashem has told you, so then you follow. Good?
Yes.
So now here is a very puzzling matter, because they say that we accept that to keep kashrut and put on tefillin, and keep Shabbat also. We're not going to go to work on Shabbat. But you know, Hashem is not as strong to be able to defeat these people. So that means your level of emunah is limited. That applies to you too, or it was only for the spies? Huh? Applies to everyone, right?
Yes.
Because you do something, and then, but let's say you get to the problem, and then you all of a sudden you melt. Say, ay, ay, ay! What are we going to do now? What's going to happen now? Hashem can help me? People ask these questions, no?
To practice every minute that Hashem will help you.
Now you have questions, you know, how come Hashem doesn't answer me? Why Hashem is not doing anything? Happened to be someone, Shatu Muslahat, just about to take a flight. So his friend told him, what time is your flight? What time was it?
6 in the afternoon.
4 o'clock, exactly. Chazak Baruch. Yeah, 4 p.m. So he told him, Bezat Hashem, we'll see you in the morning for the tefillah. So he said, I'll see. Maybe not. What does that mean?
That means I'm not so sure I'm coming.
No, I need help. So when he's taking the flight, what is he thinking? What is he thinking?
Not thinking about, what do you mean?
You don't think when you take a flight? You don't think? No? When you buy a ticket, do you ask who the pilot is?
No.
Why? When you wanted to go to the doctor, you don't ask who the doctor is?
Yeah.
You don't do research that, you know, who the surgeon is? For the pilot, you know, you don't know his name?
No, they have 100% and
one. Isn't that something?
Yes.
What's the weight of the airplane? You never weighted it? The weight of the airplane. I'm sorry? 2,500 tons. With the passenger or without passenger?
Without.
You believe that it's going to take off?
Yes. Yeah.
Where this emunah came from? I don't understand. And then you believe that you can be on the air for 20 hours?
Yes. Have it.
Yes?
Yes.
You believe it's going to take off. You believe 2,500 tons, you're going to stay in the air for 20 hours. And not only that, and you believe it's going to land too. You know what it is to land? Hashem, you know, you need a good pilot. Because sometimes it's, you know, it's going to be very shaky. But to see you in the morning for Shahari, you don't have that emunah. How do you explain this? How could it be such a thing? Huh? I'm sorry? I see. But all of these things, we just go by, you know, get in there, you sit down and order your drinks and all of that. And nothing. But you see in the morning, I'll see. Baby now, I see. How does this work? So now here we see exactly that the Meraglelim HaKodesh. Actually, you know how many people went to Eretz Yisrael? How many? How many people, Meraglelim, spies, went to Eretz Yisrael? Sorry? 10?
Two.
Yeah, two. Bite? I didn't. When everybody is sleeping, what happened? How many people Moshe sent to Eretz Yisrael?
Ten?
Ten?
Yes.
How many?
Twelve.
Very nice. It says, Ish Echad. Actually, 24 people went. Yeah, 12 people as a spy, and they had another 12 as an assistant that carried the Gemara, the Tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar. No, they carried. As it says, Ish Echad. So the tribes are not going to carry their own thing, would they? No, Chazav Shalom, so they need an assistant. So actually 24 people to take everything with them. So now here, the point is very, very delicate. And that is, we have a very, very destructive, hidden voice that always tells us, Hechazak mimenu. Hechazak mimenu. They keep telling us. Is this your problem? It's not solvable. Hashem is too busy. You're wasting your time. They exactly, even the spies, know who the spies were? You know what the head of the tribe is all about? And Shishem, Qariyeh Moed. But instead, when you get to the circumstances that you feel, ay, 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 what are we going to do now? What's going to happen now? And that's what the whole disaster came about. Happened to be a story about a mother told his son, he said, Moshe, Moshe is Hebrew, by the way?
No.
No? Or Moses? Moses is Hebrew?
No.
Why they write Moses? Where did it come from? It's very interesting. Like now, you know, really, you see, like in a Chumash, it says Moses told Aharon. And then on the bottom, it says there were three great reasons that brought redemption for Am Yisrael. Among was they didn't change their name. On the bottom it says the Midrash says that because they didn't change their name, the redemption came. But on the top it translates Moses. Yeah. Joseph. What are you doing here? Racheli is Hebrew?
No.
No, it's not Hebrew. But why are they adding this Yud, you know, to the name? You find out. So now, the mother told Moshe, you know, go to the market, buy some oil. Said, Chash Ima. Okay. So Moshe goes to the market, and then mother hears, you know, there's a sound from the back door of the house. She waits a little bit, you know, Moshe didn't come. So then she calls on him, Moshe, where is the oil? So then all of a sudden Moshe comes with a very sad face. We're not finished yet. So where is the oil? Huh? You're following. Where is the oil? Say, Ima, I lost the money. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I lost the money. I'm very sorry. No, I don't know what to do. So he says, it's okay, fine, you know, no problem. So Moshe goes out to play. So Ima knew. So
why comes from the back door?
I'm sorry?
Why comes from the back door?
You have to wait. So Ima goes to Moshe's room and looks in the safe. You know, all the kids, they have a safe in their room. You know where the safe is? Under the bed, you have experience, yeah. So she looks under the bed. What does she see? Beastly.
Wow.
Yeah. Popsicle. Yeah. The money was lost in the popsicle and in the beastly. Right. So the mother comes back to the kitchen and, you know, Moshe comes back. And then the mother tells Moshe, you know, have a seat. I want to tell you something. So she tells him, you know, what was planning to do with the oil that you were going to buy. So Moshe says, no, I'm sorry. No, I lost the money. He said, no, it's okay, it's okay. I was planning to make you a birthday cake. So you take it to school and give it to all your classmates. But it's okay, you want to eat the beastly? No, it's fine. No. How Moshe is going to feel now?
Terrible.
Ay, 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 ay. You know what the birthday cake, you know, chocolate birthday cake? And give it to all your homemade, and give it to all your classmates. I know how they're going to thank you and, you know, be happy. But you chose to not eat some salty beastly, and it's not good for you. But the point of the matter here is that in life we have opportunity to be merited with some type of good act. And you can tell people once, twice, three times, put a sign in front of them. But when they don't listen, you have to take it away. What can you do? What is it to do? For their own benefit. But the sad part here is, how can you give up the birthday cake for some beastly? But that's an unfortunate thing, that because we are so selfish and we know what we are doing, so then that's what we choose to have. And that's what exactly the sad story is all about. The Baruch Shem Olam promised us Eres, Zavat, Halav, Udvash. But unfortunately, they wanted beastly. And that's what we have in beastly party, you know, in our country. They're passing beastlies. That's what's going on. But that's an unfortunate thing, that we sometimes even don't pay attention. We don't realize, you know, hey, you know what opportunity you have to something good, you know, to merit yourself. You have some zechut, but what can we do?
They believe in themselves more than believing in Hashem.
We all do, yeah. That's what we all do. As we all do. The Torah Moshiach is not for the certain people. It's for everybody, for all the ages, for all groups. And that's what exactly Torah Moshiach is teaching us. These people, unfortunately, they got to the point, Hechazad mimenu. Even Hashem cannot help us. And that was it. That was the crash, the failure. And that's what exactly the point here is. Before you grab the beastly, just think twice. What I'm going to miss? I'm going to, you know, lose out. Is it worth it? Ask yourself. Put yourself on a pause. For every move that you're going to make, you know, am I going to have this back? And unfortunately, no. There are many things that we lost out because we didn't think twice. We didn't pay attention. Hashem is like, you know, to bezat Hashem, to buy the oil and don't give up the birthday cake.
Amen.
Niskei v'yishuot, besorot tovot, bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.